This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Wednesday, January 10th, brought to you by Bravo AgriFinance. Good morning, I'm Jeff Nally. Here's today's headlines. Newsom to pitch his budget plan. EJ's blast dairies over LCFS and farmers polled on 2024 election. Newsom to pitch budget plan today. Governor Newsom will release his plan this morning for reining in the state's whopping $68 billion budget deficit for ag. The budget outlook offers little hope for any new grant dollars to help farmers achieve the state's climate mandates. In 2022, a $100 billion budget surplus enabled the administration to dole out $54 billion for climate and energy spending. Last year, however, the Department of Finance clawed back $6 billion from that pot, and it will likely pull back more this year. Cap-and-trade dollars are also vulnerable, even though they exist outside of the general fund situation. The state has used the revenues to pay for non-climate programs like shoring up drinking water wells and constructing high-speed rail. Yet the initial budget proposal tends to be light on details. The government will have a more precise understanding of the budget outlook once tax revenue numbers trickle in this spring and Newsom shapes his May revision to the proposal. That's when details really matter, as lawmakers begin to negotiate spending priorities with the administration. Even after a budget framework is passed in June, however, lawmakers will continue to haggle over trailer bills that add some more meat to the budget bones. Ag lobbyists have to be on their toes, since lawmakers often slip controversial policy proposals into the text at the last minute. EJ's up their PR game amid LCFS rulemaking. Food and Water Watch is charging that ag and oil companies are profiting off of California's low carbon fuel standard and the federal renewable fuel standard. The environmental group issued a report yesterday reasoning that $1.6 billion in private investments for dairy digesters and $6 billion for biogas processing facilities indicate that big oil and big ag are conspiring together. Now remember, the Air Resources Board has reopened rulemaking on the LCFS, and environmental groups are pushing the agency to eliminate credits for digesters. Yet staff have noted that doing so would nearly triple the cost of implementing the LCFS to $85 billion and increase local air pollution in disadvantaged communities. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak West after this. When you work with Rabo AgriFinance, you get the global knowledge and financial strength of one of the world's largest and most innovative food and ag lenders. Tools essential to realizing your aspirations. Discover how an unmatched network of local and sector experts can help you confront agriculture's challenges and seize the opportunities that lie ahead. Learn more and contact us at www.raboag.com. Creating value, connecting vision. Bravo AgriFinance. Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak West. Trump, still the favorite of farmers. A new exclusive poll for AgriPulse shows Donald Trump has the backing of a strong plurality of farmers and ranchers. Some 39% of the 605 farmers surveyed said they would most likely vote for Trump, compared to 19% for Florida Governor Ron DeSantis. President Joe Biden, the favorite of 8% of those surveyed. The survey also finds that farmers and ranchers, especially Republicans and independents, believe the nation is on the wrong track. Now, for more results from the poll, plus a look at Trump trade proposal that has alarmed farm groups, check out this week's AgriPulse newsletter. We also have fresh USDA data on foreign farmland ownership. Produce sector makes WIC pitch. The International Fresh Produce Association has launched its largest ever ad campaign to raise awareness about funding needs for the Women, Infants, and Children Nutrition Assistance Program. The six-figure 30-second animated campaign will run across digital channels through the ongoing funding negotiations. IFPA and other WIC supporters holding a WIC National Day of Action to make the case to lawmakers that the program needs more funding for fiscal 24. WIC will face a roughly $1 billion shortfall in FY24 if funding is continued at the current level. The House Appropriation Committee's Agriculture Appropriations Bill would cut fruit and vegetable benefits by 70% for women, 56% for children. IFPA estimates the industry would lose an estimated $1.2 billion in revenue each year from the reduction of the WIC fruit and vegetable benefit. Keep in mind, USDA is currently funded only until the 19th of January, and there is a growing sense on Capitol Hill that another stopgap funding bill will be needed to give negotiators time to finalize details of the FY24 appropriation bills. Lawmakers haven't even released the allocations for the individual appropriation bills yet. DOL issues new independent contractor rule. Reversing the Trump administration, a new rule from the Labor Department makes it easier for workers to gain status as employees instead of being considered independent contractors. Roundly criticized by the business community, the rule describes independent contractors as workers who, quote, as a matter of economic reality, are not economically dependent on an employer for work and are in business for themselves. The rule, which is likely to face court challenges, quote, is not intended to disrupt the businesses of independent contractors who are, as a matter of economic reality, in business for themselves. FCC ending broadband subsidies as funds dwindle. The Federal Communication Commission is preparing for an orderly wind down of the Affordable Connectivity Program, a popular broad-based subsidy set to run out of funds by April. That, according to a letter FCC Chairwoman Jessica Rosenworcel sent to lawmakers. Rosenworcel said the commission would work with internet providers to give consumers notice about the end of the program, set a cutoff date for new households to enter the program, and determine a projected end date for the program. She urged Congress to appropriate more funds in the meantime. In summary, the ACP is in jeopardy, and absent additional funding, we could lose the significant progress this program has made toward closing the digital divide, Rosenworcel said in the letter. Well, here's today's He Said It. When you, as an individual, have a good month, you should refrain from impulsive expenditures like buying a new boat. That GOP Senator Roger Niello of Fair Oaks arguing Governor Newsom bought the boat by spending too much during surplus years and not saving for the bad ones. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Wednesday, January 10th, brought to you by Robbo AgriFinance. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Jeff Nellie.